Today's game between the Packers and Bears will be number 194 in the NFL's oldest rivalry. The Bears hold a one-game edge, 94-93, with six ties. The Packers have a five-game winning streak at Soldier Field and have won 19 of the last 23 games played in Chicago. Last time this series was tied was back in 1933. Packers have been playing catch-up ever since. A win on Sunday, and the Packers and Bears will finally be all squared again. I'm Bill Scott. More from Titletown later on the Wisconsin Radio Network.
That is probably a very good bet. Packers. I think the Packers are getting 6.5 or giving 6.5 points at Soldier Field. That is a major favorite on the road. This is your favorite, Glenn Klein, on a throwback Thursday morning. It is 13 minutes until 10 o'clock. He is Dr. Cass Ingram, a major member of our power rotation and nutritional physician. He received his BS in biology and chemistry from the University of Northern Iowa. He is a popular media personality and has appeared on over 5,000 radio and TV shows. We know this is his favorite. He is the author of The Cannabis Cure. Please welcome back to Community Conversations, Dr. Cass Ingram. Good morning, Dr. Cass.
Good morning. Great to be back again. How's everybody doing? I guess everybody's in super spirits. There's no such thing as even an iota of depression or anxiety anywhere in Milwaukee. Right.
Or Racine or Kenosha or Burlington or the Chicago area. Are you a Bears fan?
I'm a pseudo Bears fan. I go back to the Dick Butkus days, then I fizzled out. But we'll just see what happens, you know. I mean, if you guys win, I'm happy. If they win, I'm happy. What do I care?
Well, I'm a Bears and a Packers fan.
There you go.
You say how can you be both? Because I'm not a hater.
That's exactly it, Coach. So, but what we're going to do is we're going to try to find a way that people will be in such high spirits that even if they don't watch sports, they feel good. That's going to be rare.
Well, not only are we going to be in better spirits after this community conversation, but somebody is going to win the 30-pack meal from the Wingstop at 5400 Washington Avenue here in Racine based on something that we talk about right now. After the top of the hour, some information is going to be the Wingstop trivia question this morning on Throwback Thursday. So they'll be very happy about that.
Yeah, well, how about if we start with that? You know, the number one treatment for depression and anxiety for me right now in my herbal medicine chest is cannabis.
What?
Yeah, a cannabis extract from industrial hemp.
I thought it was illegal except for medicinal purposes in the great state of Illinois.
Well, that's the medicinal.
I see.
You're talking about drops and capsules. And back in the Victorian times, in 1850 to about 1920, in every doctor's black bag along with the opiates, there was cannabis pills. Nobody smoked it. Nobody vaped it. Nobody got high. They were taking it. You know what they were giving it for? A bad case of the nerves. Do you know anybody with a good case?
It's a very good point.
You know, so it's just there historically, and yet it sort of got lost completely. Now it's coming back because the moms, on a different note, the moms are going to the legislator saying, hey, we're using some of this kind of stuff. It's helping our kids with epilepsy, autism, with nervousness, with Tourette syndrome, with seizures. You know, because it's effective on the nervous system. It's just an herbal medicine.
Well, here in the great state of Wisconsin, we had a chance to pass a bill for cannabinoid oil for kids with seizures, and the conservatives and the Republicans killed the bill.
What are they, afraid of their shadows or something? I mean, it's just an herb, and you can't burn an oil extract or capsules up and get high on it. You know? It would have been perfectly fine for them to say, look, you know, it's helping some kids. It's non-toxic. What's the big deal? You know, so it's hopefully one day the raw milk people and the cannabis people can get, you know. I mean, for 10,000 years in human history, it has been a valuable substance, even used, you know, the ancient Greeks used to use an extract of cannabis to knock people out before surgery so they couldn't feel the pain.
And George Washington, the founder, the father of our country, he grew hemp.
He did, and so did Thomas Jefferson. And, you know, the Brits used to fine the colonists if they didn't grow a certain stock level of cannabis or hemp for rope and for sails and for clothing. So now all the money, for example, let's talk about North American Urban Spice. They make hempenol, which is a the organic cannabis extract, and they spend $500,000 to Europe. Listen to this. This will get the real conservatives in trouble. They're spending that money to Europe. They could spend it in Colorado and Wisconsin to the farmers, but it's illegal to cross the state borders, yet you can buy it from Europe legally and bring it into this country. So we're losing all that money, too, from extraction.
Now, obviously, anxiety and depression is rampant during this time of year. It is a significant problem in our society in general. If it is being caused by the season of the year, whether it be the stress of the holidays or a lack of sunshine or the cold, how does your modality effectively deal with that?
You see, when you get the sun, you get the vitamin D, and you also get the rays and all that, and it activates. It activates the pituitary and the pineal. It activates the nerve pathways, so you get some nice interaction in that brain. When you shut down on that, that cools down, and those synapses and neurotransmitters, we don't get enough activity, right? That's the endocannabinoid system. Now, God didn't make it so you could smoke pot. That's not the necessary answer. He made it because there are cannabinoids in nature that activate us and make us feel good. Do you know that every kind of, and that's, those are receptors in our brain. So if we feed that, we don't have the sunlight, we don't have the D, other things, we can feed it with food. Did you know that everything that makes you feel good is a cannabinoid? Do you love the smell of a carnation?
I do.
It's rich in them. Who's going to have cinnamon toast without cinnamon? Cinnamon is very rich in cannabinoids. Are you going to bake a pizza without oregano? Are you crazy? You know, oregano is rich. It's not just cannabis. So these, and do we? How much black pepper do we really need on a salad? Black pepper is rich. Unwittingly, we love the activity that gets to our brain from these cannabinoid-rich spices, and of course, cannabis is like a spice almost. And now, I'm not talking about synthetic cannabis. I'm not talking about marijuana. I'm talking about an extract from the plant that's rich in these cannabinoids. And then that, I had four people, in fact, one person in Wisconsin that's using this. It obliterated their depression. A couple of them got off of the SSRIs with their doctor's care. That's a big deal. You know, and if you think about all the people with chronic pain who are on opiates, that's the second category for cannabis, and marijuana smokers are doing that with their medical card for their MS. We respect that and support that, but it burns it up. Smoking burns it up, so extract is more potent, but it's very good for pain. It is.
What are SSRIs?
Those are the Paxil, Zoloft, Xanax, class drugs, Prozac, that are associated with trouble. You know, brain damage and suicide and self-harm and harming of others.
So do you have to put warning labels on the cannabis extracts that you produce that it might increase, for example, thoughts of suicide?
No, doesn't occur. Doesn't occur, but the SSR our drugs should all have warnings because they do that. You see, when you take the herbal form, all it does is improve the signaling in the brain so that you're less depressed, you're less anxious, you're less irritable, and you feel better. Remember, the cannabinoids are feel-goody. So it lifts your mood so that you don't need the drugs. That's why you can work with your doctor. That's going to save a lot of lives. As this becomes popularized and people find there's another way to feel good besides drugs that block the receptor sites and make your neurotransmitters go up temporarily, where you actually get the nerves to work better, That's what the cannabinoids do, whether from black pepper or cinnamon or oregano or cannabis. They improve the way the nerves interact with each other, the signaling, the balance, if you will. With better balance, then we can fight back. We can fight back against the mood and the depression and the bizarre thoughts. We can fight back against the inflammation and the pain. Our body can heal better. You know, there were even some studies which showed that the active ingredients of cannabis, but also oregano and rosemary and black pepper, just so we can keep this in the food category, they actually induced new brain cell development. Not only did it help repair damaged cells, like in stroke or post-stroke syndrome or Alzheimer's or Parkinson's, but even new cells were developing Even turmeric does that, by the way, in duck. So it's not isolated to one thing. We don't want to say, oh, the whole secret is cannabis.
He is Dr. Cass Ingram. He has written many books on health, nutrition, and disease prevention, including The Cannabis Cure. This is Glenn Klein on WRJN for a throwback Thursday morning. Why do the pharmaceuticals that psychiatrists prescribe and that we see advertised on television over and over and over again cause so many side effects, including increased thoughts of suicide? How does that work or not work?
Here's how it works. These are one pathway drugs attacking one system, and it's, you know, the brain is what, like a tenth, like 100,000 of the most sophisticated, 100 million of the most sophisticated computers in the world. So you're going down one pathway. It upsets the chemistry of the brain, and you get the chemical imbalance. You become dependent on the drug, so now you're taking it long-term. The drug causes brain damage. It causes almost like a frontal cortex lobotomy. It does kill the brain cells, the Prozac, Paxil-type drugs. This is proven in scientific studies. So they get, you know, damage to the brain, you start losing the cell mass, and you become like an insane person. You would kill yourself without thinking of it.
So
it happens all the time.
Why are doctors and the pharmaceutical industry so resistant to give the information that you're giving as opposed to these potentially dangerous drugs?
You know, in 1930, when they pulled marijuana or cannabis, you know, with that reefer madness, when they pulled it from the market, the MDs rebelled, and they wrote an article to the AMA saying you're taking away one of our best drugs. What happened since then? All herbal medicine, homeopathy was like fringe, wasn't it? But you see what's happening today. Acupuncture is back. Herbal medicine's coming back. But there's resistance. We're tied to the pharmaceuticals. We're educated by the pharmaceutical houses in school. We have stock, in the companies. We get free trips. We get pens, you know. I mean, that's the reality. It's a money thing. It's almost like a bribery. And so when something like this comes up, even though the science is behind it, doctors don't support it, and they belittle it a lot of times. Hey, there's nothing to belittle about a natural medicine that is effective in reversing depression and anxiety and seizures, and it's published in the scientific literature. And you know something else? I know from using it now, it obliterates migraines. So it's more diverse than any drug, right? If you've got one thing that can knock out migraines, knock out myalgia, help with chronic pain better than opiates, help people get off of opiates, and treat depression and anxiety, wouldn't that be a threat to big medicine? I mean, that's just a few of the things.
Wow.
And I've also had huge success with extract of cannabis, usually combined with a few other herbs, for insomnia. And I'm talking about pathological insomnia, where people have not been able to sleep right for years.
All right, so people are going to their doctors, whether it be their family doctor or their psychiatrist or their internist. They're not getting this information. And it is so vast and immense for people to absorb. Where can they go to get this information, and how can they get in contact so that they can try some of these things to see if they will be effective in whatever is ailing them emotionally or physically?
Well, they can. The Cannabis Cure book, of course, on CassIngram.com is 300-pager. You're going to get a lot of information from that. It's collated all the major science. There's a health food store called Health Hut in Milwaukee. I know some of the mom-and-pop health food stores are into this, but you can go to the CassIngram.com site, look at the videos, read the research. You can look on PubMed. There's so many studies on cannabinoids and cannabis extract as a safe natural medicine. The CBD products are out there too, but those are isolates, and they're not as safe and not as effective as the crude extract.
This is very good news for the beautiful humans in our audience that struggle, and so many do, with depression and anxiety and panic disorders. Just go to Cass Ingram, CassIngram.com. And as always, Doc, we really appreciate your time. And also, we gave the clue actually the answer to the Wingstop trivia question that's coming up after the news. We will talk to you, sir, soon, sir.
Yeah, maybe we can give a book away next time or something. You know, we'll talk about it.
All right, we will do it. Thank you.
Okay, yep.
Your radio friend is on AM 1400 WRJN Racine, FM 98.1 Kenosha, and FM 99.9 Racine.
That Wingstop trivia question is coming up next, as well as community conversations with Mr. Racine, Mark Eichhorst, after WRJN covers the world at 10:01.
Rebels leave Aleppo, Russia, and the U.S. election. I'm Evan Haling. A World Health Organization.